Subbrus. On demand. Follow Subbrus Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbrus
Radio. So what do I say about my first guest? She is an amazingly talented Punjabi female singer. After dropping the fab cover that we just heard of Nainowale from Padmavat, she's back for 2022 with yet another cover that's just absolutely blown everybody on the scene away. Track's called Buhediya Kundiyam. All right, it came out a couple of weeks back. So give it up and show some love for the amazing, the lovely Kushi Kaur. Kushi, hello. What are you saying? Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I'm good. Look at the weather we're having. How are you enjoying the weather?
You know what? It's really good, but I find myself getting a lot more tired, a lot more easier, like when it's really, really warm. But it's really nice though, because we don't normally get this, do we, in the UK?
Exactly. So you know what, we should just be quiet and just enjoy it, because like if we say anything, right, we're gonna jinx it and we're gonna be back to having, we're gonna be back to having like grey clouds and rain again. So you know what, let's just enjoy it while we have it.
You're right.
Absolutely. But listen, Kushi, first time up on my show, all right? Two tracks in, you know, and which I've been featuring on my show, you know, ever since, you know, you dropped Nainowale and obviously the new one. But first time up on the show, right? So, you know, some of my listeners here, you know, don't know who Kushi is. They're like, Akshay, who's this? Who are you talking to? Just random girl you're speaking to up on the show, all right? So, you know what? give us a little bit of a kind of a background on who Kushi Kaur is, all right? And how you fell into the whole music scene.
Yeah, so obviously my name is Kushi, everybody is published. I'm 18 years old, and basically I just started singing from like, I think since I was about 11 years old, right? And I didn't know that I actually had this passion, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I just used to go to, like, we had a Punjabi school in Nottingham, that's like where I live and stuff.
Yeah.
We had a Punjabi school and there'd be like bhajan lessons and kirtan lessons, so I'd perform at like religious functions in the gurdwara and the temple and stuff. And then like slowly a lot of people would say to my mum, they'd be like, you know what, like your daughter's voice is like really good, have you ever considered like singing lessons? I didn't really think anything of it. I was like, okay, they're just saying it to be nice, like, you know what I mean, like how they do. But then my mum was like, you know what, let's just do it and let's just see what happens. And obviously at first I was apprehensive. I was like, Mum, I don't know, like, is this for me? Like, I don't know, I've never done this before. But I did it anyway. I just like went with the flow, did what she said and stuff. And my mum did really push me that far. She was like, you know what, you've got this talent, like, believe in yourself, let's see what happens. And then I started doing singing lessons, and then like slowly I really started to enjoy it. And I was like, you know what, like, this isn't actually like too bad. Like, I actually like this.
Yeah.
And then I started singing at like local functions, like around Nottingham and whatnot, like, you know, like CER functions. We had like a function called Her Lordy, like, and weddings and stuff. Huh. So I used to perform there. And then slowly, obviously then lockdown came in 2020, and we had that time where we were just kind of like at home, right? We were all stuck at home.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know what, let me just post covers on Instagram and YouTube and see what happens. So I started doing that a lot more, and then I got approached on like via Instagram. By just music, and obviously I've done the two covers with them previously. They did the music, so great. But yeah, we did Nainowale last year, and then Buhediya Kundiyam this year. But yeah, it's been great. Like, I've learned a lot.
Absolutely. I mean, were you aware of Ken Dav? You know who they were, who Just Music were. Did you know, or did you think who's this random guy just messaging me? You know.
Do you know what, like? I didn't actually know. I mean, I sang at an event once. I think it was someone's like wedding or something, and Dav was actually doing the DJing there, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't even know Dav at the point. Like, I just remember him giving me the mic, and he was like, "Here you go." And then I just started singing, but I didn't even know him. I didn't even know like who he was. And then like when they approached me like in 2020, and then like I got to know Kay, and then Kay was like, oh, "I've got my brother Dav," and I was like, "This guy looks familiar. Like, what's going on?" And then I realised, I was like, actually, I know him and I've seen him around, like, DJing and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it really is. It's such a small world. But it didn't take me long to kind of get to know them both. Like, they're really chill guys. It's so nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good. It was good. Like, I kind of, like, got eased into the whole, like, process of, like, recording and whatnot. And they made me feel, like, really comfortable. So, yeah, it was good.
Absolutely. Now, you know, why, what was the kind of thought process behind, you know, bringing out Nenovaline, you know, as a, you know, a cover as opposed to an original track? And obviously, you know, we're gonna go on to talk about the new one as well, which is also, you know, a cover. But why the covers and not go straight into an original song? Talk to me about that process.
Yeah, so we were having, like, when we started the whole process, we were like, you know what can we, like, start with? How can we kind of make the process a lot more easier? Because obviously at the time I was only 16, so we thought, you know what, we need to, obviously the K&W as well, they were like, we need to make the process not, like, kind of, like, overwhelming, but also kind of, like, you know, ease you into it. So we thought, you know what, if you start with covers, it will kind of make me get used to it, but not only that, it will open up my, like, social media presence and whatnot, and do you know what I mean? Kind of, like, get people kind of get to know what I'm kind of about and whatnot. But yeah, kind of just to gain that social media presence, gain that following before going straight into the original song.
Yeah.
I think it was a good idea to kind of do that, because I genuinely do feel like I've learned a lot with the covers. So when it does come to the originals, I'm a lot more prepared, and it's not as kind of, like, overwhelming, and I know what to expect. But yeah, like, with Nenovaline, when we first, released that one, it was honestly like I just sang like a 30-second kind of like clip of it, like that's all I sang.
Yeah.
And then like they both kind of liked it, and they thought, you know what, like we could kind of do something with this. So yeah, then we just kind of recorded the whole thing in the studio, and yeah, it was great. Like it turned out really, really well. And then with Bohidia Gundia, just music, obviously K&W, they had a preconceived idea of the song, and they kind of like imagined what it would sound like in my voice. And yeah, and then effectively we brought the idea to life, and it was kind of like what they expected, and yeah, we just rolled with it. It was really good.
Obviously, the original track, you know, the amazing Miss Pooja, you know, who vocalized that song. So, you know, was there a bit of pressure, you know, when this track was put your way, you thought you could have given me a bit more of an easy song, you know? You've got straight with this kind of like really tough one.
And do you know what, like, I first heard it, like, when they introduced the song to me, I was like, okay, I heard it in my headphones, but I still remember the first time I heard it, because I'm not going to lie, I've never heard that one before, because obviously, I've heard the popular, like, kind of Miss Bulger songs as well, but this one was kind of like, it was great,
yeah.
But I'd never kind of heard it before. So, I listened to it in my headphones, and I was like, oh, you know what, this is really, really good. But then, like, when I heard the whole thing, I was like, you know what, like, this is good, but it's a bit hard, am I going to be able to do it? Like, oh, but then, do you know what, I just thought, you know what, let's just try it. And then I recorded a little bit of it, sent it to them. And it was all right after a while. I think at the start I was a bit overwhelmed. I was like, okay, do you know what? She's amazing. It's Miss Bulger, obviously, at the end of the day. She's an icon.
Yeah.
So obviously I've got to do justice to the song that she sang.
Yeah.
But I think after a while I got used to it. I really liked it. And I just gave it my all. And I just gave it a good go.
Well, you know what, Cushy, you absolutely smashed it, all right, because it's not an easy song, and you know, and I've got to remind the listeners, 18 years old, people, right? She's only 18 years old, but you know what, the maturity, you know, and the emotion in your voice, you know, that you've conveyed with this song is just, you know, like a true professional, man. You know, you absolutely smashed it, Cushy.
Thank you.
And listen, we're gonna talk about the video. You know, I mean, this is the second video now that you've done. You know, are you getting used to the video process?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, at the start, I can't even lie. I was literally like so nervous. I was like, okay, how does it work? Obviously, I've never, like, obviously you see videos, don't you, on YouTube and whatnot?
Yeah.
Everywhere on TV, but all we see is like the video. We don't really see like what goes on like behind, do we?
Yeah.
So I went there. I remember the first time we did Nenovaline, and I was like, okay, I'm really, really scared and whatnot. But the team, they're so great. Like, they make me feel so comfortable all the time. But yeah, first time, definitely scary. Second time, it wasn't too bad. I think it was because I'd done it the first time, so I was like, okay, if you've done it the first time,
yeah,
you can do it again kind of thing. You know, you kind of have to do that positive self-talk, don't you? Like, you know what, like, you can do it kind of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, the second one wasn't too bad. I liked it. The scenery was nice and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of different to Nenovaline, because Nenovaline was quite like dark and stuff, obviously, like in the kind of setting that it was in. And then Bohidia Gundia was a bit of a contrast because it was outside. So I think it's good because it kind of gives that like variety as well.
There we go. Everybody check out the video from Withia Kundia. You know, a cushy out in the countryside, having a little bit of a walk. There's deers and birds and all kinds of nature stuff going on. Go and check it out, all right? It's absolutely, absolutely awesome. You know what? You know, the music thing is absolutely awesome. You're doing absolutely great. But obviously, you're still young and you're still studying.
Yeah.
You know, how cool are your parents about this? And, you know, how are you kind of balancing music with your studies?
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? Like, I do think about this sometimes. And I feel like, to be fair, my parents, they are so supportive. They're, like, probably the most supportive parents in the world. Like, when I first got approached, we had a long discussion about it. And I was like, to my parents, I was like, guys, like, honestly, I think it's a good idea and stuff. But obviously, I respect anything that you say, because obviously you're my parents. I want to know what you have to say. And they were both like, you know what, like, opportunities like these, they don't come every day.
Mm.
So, like, if it's come your way, kind of, like, grab onto it and just, like, see what happens and give it your all.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you know what, I'll do that. And with me, I think they weren't that worried, because I honestly am, like, a bit of a nerd. Like, I do study a lot. So they were like, you know what, like, if she does this, she's most probably not going to kind of drift away from the studies.
Yeah.
And luckily that didn't happen. Obviously, sometimes when you're young, like, it's that kind of age, isn't it? It's that age where you can kind of get distracted by certain things and, like, you do kind of drift off. But I think with me, I think it wasn't too bad, because what I'd do is I'd have a whole, like, kind of, like, timetable. And if I know that, let's say I have to record a vocal, like, let's say on Saturday, like, a week before, I'd plan out what I'm going to do in terms of studies.
Yeah.
So I'd obviously do study in the day, come home, do a bit at home, and then obviously make that time for music as well, just so that it's balanced.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think time management-wise, I think it wasn't too bad. I mean, I just had my A-level exams recently.
Yeah.
Obviously, kind of doing singing alongside that was a bit of a struggle, but you've just got to put in that, you know, half an hour, whatever it is in the day. And yeah, then it's not too bad. It's just all about time, I'd say.
What A-levels? Tell me, what A-levels have you just done?
So everybody always takes a look out of these my A-levels. But I took English Lit, yeah, Geography and Sociology, and everyone's like, why the hell would you choose Geography? But I really think Geography is so interesting.
Hey.
Like,
it's all good. It's all good. Well, so what, you know, okay, look, the music's great and everything, right? You know, look, there's no doubt you're going to become the worldwide pop star, right? What is the alternate career that you're, that you got your mindset on?
Do you know what? I'm going to uni this September, right?
Yeah.
And I chose psychology because it's psychology, but in long term wise, I don't really know, but I feel like I'm going towards either like HR.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure yet. I'm just going to see what happens. I'm a really indecisive person. Everybody that knows me knows I'm so indecisive. Like, it's really bad. But I think once I start my degree, I think I'll get to grips with it and kind of, like, do a bit of work experience here and there and kind of figure out what it is I want to do alternatively. Because obviously, as the singing's kind of progressing, it's important to have that alternative career.
You can't really rely.
One thing, do you know what I mean?
Of course. Listen, Cushy, right, whatever you do, best of luck with it, all right? We're loving everything that you do. We're absolutely 100% behind you. We're supporting your career. So just, you know, just keep smashing it, girl. And, you know, next time around, we'll have you here up in the studio, without a doubt. It'd be great to see you, great to meet you. But listen, the new song is out, so everybody can go and download it, check it out, check the video out. Cushy, you know, just everybody locked in right now, you know, what would you like to say to everybody?
Just like to say a big thank you to everybody that supported me through Nano Valle as well, and Bohiria Gundia. And yeah, please carry on supporting. And yeah, thank you so much.
And you know what? As I said, first time up on my show, and I ain't letting you just disappear just like that, Cushy. All right, so very kindly hit us up with a couple of lines of the new one as I play you into it.
Okay. बूढ़े दिया कुंडिया में खोले खोले रखे दीवे अद्धी राती बतिया जगावा तेरे वास्ते बूढ़े दिया कुंडिया में खोले खोले रखे दीवे अद्धी राती बतिया जगावा तेरे वास्ते.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's Cushy Kaur, and this is बूढ़े दिया कुंडिया.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.